This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Do you want to become insanely successful? Do you want to be the go-to guru in your industry? Do you want to be talked about for all the right reasons? For over 40 years, Kevin Harrington has helped people just like you become significant influencers. Now he's broken the process down in the Key Person of Influence Roadmap, and it's yours for free. Just text KPI to him at 727-888-2100. Text KPI to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free step-by-step guide. Text KPI to 727-888-2100 to get the recognition you deserve and experience the success as the go-to voice everyone listens to in your industry today.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast, Financial Services Edition. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to be joined by David Mead of All Secure Financial Solutions. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem, Seth. Good to be here.
All right, let's talk. What is All Secure Financial Solutions? How do you help people?
Well, I help people by either getting them life insurance or by creating an income that they can outlive. So it's either whatever stage the client's in, we'll take a look at that and figure out what they need and then try to find the best products to find that solution.
Okay, so let's go back in time. How did you get started in the financial services industry?
Well, I was in the engineering field, and it was about the time Jimmy Carter was president.
A little while back.
And I was due for a big raise and a promotion, and he basically came out and said, no more, don't give raises to the American people, pretty much. So my company went along with that. So I said, this is not happening to me anymore. So I was going to get into the sales field, and lo and behold, insurance companies were hiring with no experience necessary. So that's how I got in back in 1985.
Okay, so you got in because almost by accident.
That's
right. But you've stuck it out from 40 plus years.
Yeah.
So obviously you have a acclimation now, an affinity for it. You enjoy it. What do you like about what you do?
Well, I tell you what, a very short time into my career, I had the opportunity to meet with a couple. She was a teacher. He had a sales job. He had a heart problem. They had a big mortgage. They didn't have any life insurance. So I was able to secure a life insurance for him. And truth of it is, he didn't want it when I got it. And then I had to resell it to him, which is crazy. But I resold it to him. And about 3 months later, he died.
Oh my God.
So that was my first death benefit that I ever delivered. Since then, I delivered a few more. But that was able to keep his widow and the kids, young children, in his house. And that was very rewarding for me.
I bet. I remember when I delivered my first death claim, also in my first year of my career. And that kind of hooked me as well.
Right.
Going, oh my God, this actually works. It changes lives when people use it. And then, of course, along the decades, you've learned other uses for life insurance. You talk about an income you can't outlive. Right. You talk about tax-free money, being your own bank. Talk a little bit about some of the other alternative strategies you use that regular folks who aren't in the industry, they just think of life insurance as the death benefit check, and no one wants to think about that. They right. only want, you know, nobody wants to think about their own mortality. So talk True. About the sexier aspects.
Okay, well, basically what we usually provide people with is an overfunded life insurance policy. It's not the same as a regular life insurance policy, because typically you want the lowest premium for the most amount of death benefit when you buy a life insurance. But what we do is we kind of turn it around. We scrunch down the death benefit and increase the funding so that there's less expenses on it, and it grows tax deferred, and the income is tax free. In addition, there may be chronic or critical illness benefits available if you suffer a stroke, heart attack, and you don't die. So basically, life insurance is kind of, that's life insurance for the living.
Okay. So traditional life insurance, cheapest premium, highest death benefit. We're trying to leverage that premium dollar to get the biggest check for our spouse or our kids when we croak.
Correct.
You're talking about doing the exact opposite. You talked about the money inside growing tax deferred. So that means that there is money in the contract.
Yep.
That has investment value.
Yeah. And that's how people can actually be their own banker as well.
Okay. So we're going to get into that too. So we've got, if we reverse the normal process and we don't buy for a death benefit, we can get that money inside it, that cash value higher. We can get it to grow tax deferred. And then you talked about taking it out tax free, which almost sounds, for most lay people, probably too good to be true, because a Roth IRA grows tax deferred, comes out tax free, but you pay tax on the money before you put it in.
Right.
You're talking about something almost like a Roth IRA on steroids.
Well, yeah. And you can contribute more to it than you can a Roth IRA.
Because that's the other big restriction. The Roth IRA doesn't let you put much in.
Right.
Okay. So you also talked about something else about being your own banker. What does that mean?
Well, because you can get at that policy cash value anytime, and you can take it out via loan, which is what I suggest in most cases. But depending on how much money you put in as it grows, you can take money out to buy a car, to fund an education for a child or a grandchild. So that's kind of being your own bank. You don't have to apply for a loan, and basically you can pay yourself the interest, what you would normally pay to a bank, you pay it back into the policy, and it makes it that much stronger.
Awesome. And then obviously there's other services that you offer as well, in addition to some creative life insurance strategies.
That's correct. Well, there are annuities if someone wants that. And basically I provide an annuity only if someone wants an income. Although annuities can provide great growth strategies as well. But typically, if you're letting them grow tax deferred, you got to pay the piper, not like life insurance. It's basically when it goes to a beneficiary, the difference between what you put in and what it grew to is taxable to that person. So I like to have people that want to put money into an annuity for a reason that they want safe growth, but I let them take it out the income every year so that it doesn't become a tax burden to someone at the end of the day.
Got it. And then who is your ideal client? Who are the types of folks that you've been helping for the last four decades?
Well, I would say my best client is business owners, and business owners who have a great net worth, who have a business that is thriving and can have more income than they need, so to speak. Sometimes I had a business client that didn't have a lot of liquidity. He needed liquidity for his business, which he had cash for that, but he also had a portfolio of stocks and bonds that had a very high tax burden. He didn't want to touch them, but he needed a great amount of life insurance. So what we did is we took a loan, secured a loan for him, and basically it's called premium financing, and we provided an upfront loan to basically start him getting a large amount of life insurance. Basically, the cash value grew, and he was able to take a tax-free income at the end of the day from that policy, while also securing his estate and also keeping his capital liquid and also not touching his portfolio. So that's one of the strategies that I'll use quite a bit on business owners.
That is awesome. And then how are, obviously over 40 years, you've built a significant client base. How are people finding you now?
Referrals mostly.
So that means you're doing a good job if your clients are sharing their love for you.
Yes, they are.
Awesome. And what is some of the, I know you've worked with a number of different mentors and experts over the decades to improve your own continuing education. What's right. some of the best advice you've ever gotten?
Oh, the best advice I've ever gotten. Let's see. There's so much.
Just pick a couple. It doesn't have to be the best.
All right. Well, I guess the best advice that I ever got was, you know, just keep on working, keep working hard for your clients and work on your business. Work on your business, not in your business, or I forget what that statement.
No, that's right.
But that's one of the things that I got from some of the mentors I had, probably at Merrill Lynch or some of the other places I was, but. Yeah, that's probably the best piece of advice that I've ever gotten. You know, take a break from your business and work on it.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. What do you feel? Obviously, there are hundreds of thousands of financial advisors and insurance agents around the country, if not millions, and probably hundreds of thousands around the area where you are. What are some of the things you feel kind of set you apart and make you different?
Okay. I work also, in addition to All Secure Financial Solutions, which is, I do my financial stuff from there, but I also work with a company called Stride/Growth Management Group. And what they do is, it's easier to, when I worked at Merrill Lynch, I used to provide business loans, lending to businesses, and that was different, giving them money rather than going in and asking for it. I can do that same thing now with Stride and Growth Management Group. And in addition, I can help them with taxes and other fees that they're paying in their business and don't know that they can, that we're there like CPAs on steroids, basically, you know, helping them get money back into their bank account. So there's a lot that I offer that other reps out there or other agents don't.
Awesome. All right. Anything else you want to share that I didn't think to ask you?
No, you did a thorough job, actually, and it was great. Appreciate it.
Okay, this interview is going to air, and then I know that you're also in the process of writing a book. We're going to have you back on the show to talk about the book when the book is published, because you've got to deal with a publishing company. So David Mead, All Secure Financial, thank you so much for joining us. We will put links for folks who want to find you, who are business owners, who are listening and watching. We'll put those in the show notes so they know where to go to learn more about you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Fantastic, Seth. Thanks so much for having me.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.